Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Jean. I'll be returning your call from the home care agency. How can I help you?
What is the name of the company?
We're Family First Home Health Care. Can I help you? Do you need home care?
Yeah, how does it work? You know what?
So it's a Medicaid-funded program which a family member can help a loved one and get paid. It wouldn't get anything.
You said Medicaid, though, right?
Medicaid, yeah.
Do I have to be on Medicaid to have someone work for me, you know, come in 2 or 3 times a week?
Yes. You don't have Medicaid?
No.
No, I don't.
No. Did you ever try applying for Medicaid? Do you know if you would be eligible?
I don't know, but you know what? You're the second person that had me do that, so I'm going to do that. Medicaid, right?
We can help you. Yeah. But we can help you if you I can check if you would be eligible. If yes, we can help you apply for Medicaid, and once you're approved, we can help have you apply for our home care.
Okay. How does that work?
So I'll take your information, and then I'll send it to our enrollment team. We have enrollment specialists that will help you apply for the Medicaid. Then once you're approved, they will have you apply for the home care. And then
can I? I'm sorry for cutting you off. May I apply myself?
For Medicaid?
Straight to Medicaid, yeah.
You could do it and then call us back.
Yeah, let me do that and I'll call you back, okay?
Let me, right. I could check. Are you sure you don't have Medicaid? Because not always people are, they're aware that they do have. I could check if you want.
What information do you need? I'll give you the information and you can tell me.
Either date of birth and social or date of birth and first and last name.
Okay, this is Allan, Allan, Smith, Smith.
Mm-hmm.
10-1-1948.
10-1-1948. You said Allan, Allan?
That's correct.
Okay. He actually has, I do see his information coming up. He has, he's on Medicaid, but it's inactive. So he is on Medicaid. It's just
okay,
inactive. So he needs to just reapply, I guess, to reactivate it. But he is on Medicaid. I have his Medicaid ID. So if you want, we can help him do that and then have him apply for home care.
Okay. Well, I'd like to do that. I'm gonna. What does he need to do? I'm his wife, as a matter of fact.
Okay. So if you want, I can take the rest of his information, like address and just another few information, and then I'll have an enrollment specialist that will help you with anything that you need to have him have his Medicaid active, and then start with the home care.
Okay. Okay, so let's move forward with that.
Sure. So,
what's your address?
74.
His address. You live together, right?
Pardon me?
Yeah, we live together.
Oh. Yeah, so what's the address?
748 South 53rd Street, number 2, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19143.
So we're going to have our daughter come in.
Okay, so it's 748 South 53rd Street, number 2, Philadelphia, PA 19143.
That's correct. Tell me your name again.
My name is Shindel.
Spell it, baby.
Sure. Shaindel.
Okay, got it. Okay. All right.
And are there any minors in the home? Any kids?
No.
And you'll be the caregiver?
No, my daughter. Our daughter will be the caregiver.
What's her name?
Zoe,
Zoey.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Kim, K-I-M.
Okay, I am, and she's a daughter. And do you have her number?
Hold on just 1 second.
Sure.
Okay. 347 241 9229.
And you'll be the point of contact. This number, 267-226-2813.
Yes.
Okay. Any other number I can add on file, or just this one?
Let me give you Alan's number.
Okay.
Okay, so 267-226-3174.
74, and that's Alan. And what's your name?
My name is Karen Smith, K-A-R-E-N Smith, okay. S-M-I-T-H.
Okay, you're the wife. Okay.
Right.
And does he have any medical conditions that we need to be aware of?
Any medical conditions? Yeah. Neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he had three mini strokes. AFib. He's had a plethora of medical concerns this year. So, going back and forth to the doctor as to why we need as much help as we can get.
Mm-hmm.
And our daughter knows all about it, so.
Okay. Just bear with me a minute. I'll just fill out the rest of the information, and then I'll see if I have an enrollment specialist available so I can try to write over so that she can start with the process. And if you have any questions, she'll be able to assist you.
Okay. And what's the name of the company again, babe?
We're Family First Home Healthcare.
Family First. Family First Healthcare, did you say?
Home
Healthcare.
Home Healthcare.
Healthcare, and the number that you're calling me from is a number that I should put as a point of reference, 267-551-7427?
Yeah, that's my direct number.
That's your direct number, Shindel. Shindel. Say your name again.
Shindel.
Shindel. Oh, it's just like a spell.
S-H-I-N-D-E-L.
Yeah, I wrote it down. Just want to make sure I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, so...
Shindel, are you there?
Yes, I'm
okay,
here.
Yeah.
I'm just
that's fine. It's Andrea calling me back, so she has to wait. This is important.
She lives in New York, but she'll be moving to the building soon to help take care of us.
I got Andrea texting me, and I got a spam call coming in, and I have Shindel on the other line. So I'll tell you what. Give me your phone, Al. Where's your phone?
Should be right there.
Okay, I'm trying to see if I have anyone. They might be all busy, but let's wait another minute. If not, I'll have them call you back as soon as they're available.
Okay. Have them call me back and give them Mr. Smith's number.
The one ending in 317.
3174, that's correct, yeah. Have them call back because I have some other calls coming in and I need to, you know, check them out also while I'm...
Okay.
Okay.
On his number. Do you want me to add your number, like, at the point of contact, or rather have his number first and then yours second?
Well, I'm mine first and then his second. They'll call me back
just
first.
Call him back. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, no problem. Thanks so much.
All right, Shandell. Okay, Shandell, someone will call, and we'll... This is your direct number.
Yeah, just in case. Have any questions in the meantime? You have my number, yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay,
thanks
thank
so
you
much, Karen.
Know.
Have a great day.
You too.